And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going well. Currently 67 degrees outside, expecting a high of around 91 degrees. And joining us in studio, as she does the first and third Thursday of each month, we have Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. And Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
All right, Jeannie, so what is your subject for today?
Today we're going to talk about the top 7 nutrients to support heart health.
All right, that's something we definitely all need, that is for sure.
Well, yeah, because according to the CDC, heart disease is the number one killer of people in the U.S.
That's not a good thing, that's for sure.
Nope. This is likely due to the standard American diet, increasing sedentary behaviors, and more time spent indoors in front of artificial lights. Together, these factors create the perfect storm for chronic inflammation and different aspects of heart disease. It is imperative that we learn how to prevent heart disease by using our lifestyle choices. The heart is a high-energy muscle that needs certain nutrients in order to function optimally. Unfortunately, most people either not consuming enough of these 7 key nutrients, or they're not absorbing these nutrients properly. The top risk factors for heart disease. If we wish to prevent heart disease, we must understand the most common underlying causes of heart disease-related disease. Several aspects of the human body can be influenced by our daily lifestyle choices. Identifying these factors is what empowers us to embody a truly preventative lifestyle. Most people go about their entire lives living with these factors developing, and they don't catch on to any of the warning signs. Be sure to understand and address these issues. Top of the list, chronic inflammation. It plays a role in just about every chronic disease people face today. Looking to mitigate underlying inflammation is one of the most powerful strategies to put the body on the path towards healing itself. This holds true for anything from cancer to autoimmune disease to heart disease. Inflammation is caused by excessive oxidative stress at the cellular level. This oxidative stress can actually inhibit the function of the mitochondria. Mitochondria makes all of the energy needed for our cells to carry out normal functions. This means that inflammation can negatively affect just about every cell in the body by damaging the very structure we need to make energy. You may be surprised to find out that the heart actually contains one of the highest mitochondria densities out of any other organ, and therefore experiences the most effects of chronic inflammation much more quickly. At the same time, chronic inflammation processes can inflame the arterial lining and promote the accumulation of plaque, which leads to heart attacks and stroke. Mitigating chronic inflammation in as many ways as possible is probably one of the most powerful ways to prevent heart disease. We have been led to believe that calcium is the panacea for bone loss. While calcium is a critical aspect of healthy bones, there is a massive oversight as to the process of forming bones. Calcium actually coordinates with magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin K to ensure that it ends up in the bone. When these nutrients are not sufficient in the body, calcium will much more likely end up in the arteries in the form of plaque. Recent studies have backed this up by showing that solely supplementing with calcium can actually increase your risk of having a heart attack. In addition to magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin K, there are a range of nutrients that can lessen your chances of acquiring heart disease. These include flavonoids, polyphenols, electrolyte minerals, and healthy omega-3 fats. Flavonoids and other antioxidant compounds work by actively combating the negative effects of inflammation and oxidative stress. Polyphenols help by actually promoting mitochondria function, which is, as we discussed already, an extremely important thing for the heart. Minerals ensure proper conductance of electric signals, something the heart does constantly. And finally, omega-3 fatty acids are powerful anti-inflammatory agents that actually make up our cells. Together, a wide array of micronutrients can help to prevent heart disease from many different angles. A commonly overlooked aspect in the pursuit to prevent heart disease is actually blood sugar imbalances. In fact, it seems that we have been completely misdirected in what causes heart disease in this regard. We've been told for years that fats and cholesterol are the enemy, which is much more likely to be sugar. Most people in today's society rely heavily on carbs and sugar as a primary aspect of their meals. This means that their metabolism primarily relies on sugar for energy. This kind of eating pattern creates massive fluctuations in blood sugar that contribute to the formation of something called advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, actually. This is basically when the sugar molecules in the blood bind with enzymes or protein. AGEs are highly inflammatory to the epithelial lining, making them a risk factor for heart disease. Chronic stress. If we want the best shot to prevent heart disease, we need to improve our ability to handle stress. Chronic stress is a big factor determining your heart disease risk. Chronic stress can be internalized by the human body in different ways depending on nutrition and mental outlook on life. When we internalize chronic stress with anxiety and a failure to meet our daily demands, this basic behavioral aspect of life can become pretty inflammatory to the body. As we experience chronic stress, we rely on higher amounts of stress hormones, or we release higher amounts of stress hormones like cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine. Additionally, chronic stress can lead to behaviors that are not in the best interest of health, such as poor eating habits, smoking, and not getting enough sleep. So now we're going to touch on those nutrients to support the heart health. Now that we understand some of the biggest contributing factors to your risk of heart disease, we can get into some more specific strategies for supporting your cardiovascular system. In addition to an antioxidant-rich keto-style diet, there are specific nutrient strategies that can help improve your heart health. These nutrients are the most common things found to be deficient in individuals who develop heart disease. However, I need you to remember, it is very important to note that these nutrients are not, at this time, FDA approved to prevent, mitigate, treat, or cure heart disease, and should not be confused as such. They can help to support a healthy inflammatory process, improve blood vessel strength and tone, and optimize circulation. Top of the list, we've discussed this one several times, magnesium. Magnesium is needed to create the activated form of ATP. This is the molecule that provides the cells in your body with energy to carry out their functions. With poor magnesium levels, mitochondria, especially in the heart, will suffer. Additionally, low blood magnesium levels are associated with high blood pressure, which is a risk factor for heart disease. Finally, magnesium plays a role in calcium metabolism, helping to make sure calcium doesn't end up in places it shouldn't be, such as your arteries. Simply increasing your intake of magnesium-rich foods and supplementing with magnesium on a daily basis can go a long way in mitigating your risk of heart disease. For those with digestive challenges, topical magnesium is an excellent choice. Vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is associated with increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, and metabolic disease. Vitamin D helps to regulate calcium distribution throughout the body, especially when combined with vitamin K. Additionally, vitamin D has beneficial effects over inflammation and blood sugar control, both critical for heart health. You may think you get enough sun exposure to produce enough vitamin D, but according to my naturopath, unless you're getting 20 minutes of full body sun exposure daily, you're likely deficient. This is when supplementation is critical. I do recommend that to determine your vitamin D needs, you get a comprehensive blood analysis done. That's just a safeguard. K2 and heart health. Vitamin K goes hand in hand with vitamin D. Animal studies have shown that vitamin K2 not only has the potential to prevent heart disease, but may actually be able to help remove build up calcium within the arterial lining. While K2 can be supplemented, it's also produced by the healthy bacteria within your gut. So if you're not already taking a probiotic, I recommend you start. Omega-3 fatty acids. Most people consume a large amount of omega-6 fats due to eating an overabundance of fried foods and not getting enough omega-3s. The ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats we have in our bodies and the sources we derive those fats from has a profound impact on inflammatory markers in the body. Increasing omega-3 intake and working to decrease omega-6 intake is a great preventative strategy for heart disease. Omega-3 fats also help to improve calcium metabolism to prevent the deposits of calcium in the arterial lining. Omega-3 fats, namely EPA and DHA, can help to improve cholesterol, triglyceride, and blood pressure values. You can acquire EPA and DHA from wild-caught seafood sources such as wild-caught Alaskan salmon, sardines, cod, and limited amounts of tuna due to the mercury. Additionally, supplementing with 1 to 4 grams of either fish or algae-sourced omega-3 fats is a great idea. Curcumin is one of the most studied anti-inflammatory compounds isolated from the Indian spice turmeric. Turmeric is one of the most heavily studied spices ever, having endless therapeutic value for many different types of diseases. This is likely due in part to its powerful anti-inflammatory properties. Curcumin is a wonderful antioxidant that also helps to balance cholesterol and calcium levels. Curcumin can be acquired by consuming turmeric in the diet. However, it is important to combine with black pepper, a healthy fat, and a bit of heat in order to extract the full benefits. This is because turmeric and its compounds are not readily absorbed by the digestive tract. And I have plenty of different options for supplements on that one. Glutathione. Glutathione is the most important antioxidant in the human body. This is because it exerts powerful anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and detoxification effects. At the same time, glutathione helps to regulate all other antioxidants in the body, such as vitamin C and E. Glutathione, delivered via liposomals, bypassed degradation in the GI tract and is absorbed much more effectively and efficiently by the body. And last up, we're going to CoQ10. CoQ10 is a fat-soluble antioxidant that is naturally occurring in the human body that helps to optimize mitochondrial function. The benefits of restoring CoQ10 levels include lowering inflammation, improving cholesterol ratios, and lowering blood pressure. Scientific evidence suggests that our ability to make this crucial antioxidant diminishes as we age, and therefore we lose its positive or protective benefits. Mitochondria dysfunction is considered a commonly overlooked risk factor in congestive heart failure that may be improved with CoQ10 supplementation. Considering the mitochondria dysfunction aspect of heart disease, it would be a powerful strategy to use to support mitochondria health. So, summing it up, in addition to following an antioxidant-rich ketogenic diet, using the nutrients listed in this article on a regular basis will do great things for your heart health. As an added benefit, you will likely notice greater day-to-day energy levels and mental clarity. That's a bonus.
Absolutely. We could use that every day, that's for sure. So, Jeannie, if somebody, I assume you probably have some of that stuff over at the Natural Food Center.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So if somebody would like to head on over there and get some of that stuff, where are you located at and how can they find you online?
I'm over at 414 West 8th Street. That's the corner of Spruce and 8th, just a little bit west of the downtown area. And you can come in and talk to me. You can call me at 620-251-4451. I'm on Facebook, Natural Food Center, Inc. And you can find me online at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. And remember, you know, I've got lots of goodies in there and got the indulgent chocolate and I got some new keto snacks. And so just come and check out everything that's in there.
All right, so some good stuff over there. So, Jeannie, I appreciate you coming in. We love seeing you in, and I guess we will see you here in a couple of weeks. So, again, thank you so much for coming in. We always love having you in.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go ahead and start open line today. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.